This is The Guardian.
Regid Ahmed here on Gadigal land with the full story. Crafted in the wake of the Bondi terror attack, Labor's new hate speech laws are designed to give the government a raft of new powers to combat racial hatred. But they've also faced strong criticism from across the political spectrum.
I and others in the Nationals Party are worried that while I have a bit of time for Mike Burgess, I don't really know him, but he seems like a decent guy. I mean, we're setting up a law for life. There's no sunset clause.
Far from narrowing these laws, the amendments that Labor have agreed to in this dirty deal with the Coalition expand the reach of an already unreasonable crackdown on free speech.
There's also now confusion around how this legislation will actually work and who it might end up targeting.
These laws are so broad, so vague, that I just am not sure that it won't capture lots of our complex cultural, religious, ethnic aspects of our community.
Today, President of New South Wales Council for Civil Liberties, Timothy Roberts, on why he thinks these laws risk undermining Australia's democracy. It's Tuesday, the 27th of January.